code of what's called the amino acid sequence, which comes from the Krebs cycle of the liver, which is totally altered in terms to change that liver to be able to process toxins in a different way. All of these interconnections are all processed and connected into one form to the other. Now, you ask yourself, well, why would somebody be interested in dark side of the moon? And you say, well, what does that have to do with something? And I say, well, of course, because it was suspected that there was an ocean at one side and the other side of the moon. And all of a sudden, there might have been two moons, and they all crashed into each other and everything. Well, I'm postulating that there were three moons. But what are they after? Why are they after it? Because on the opposite side of the moon, in terms from the crash point of the two moons that crashed, and of course, it's expected that the moon was really part of the Earth, and when a particle came in to be able to crash into the Earth, the moon was formed. Well, there's a lot of geological information that indicates that can be the case. But the whole, in other words, this was a Mars-sized body that slammed into the small Earth, and then they had this vaporized cloud that went into orbit, and then it created the moon. Another thing, why is it that the potassium phosphorus level and the other elements from the other side of the moon and process of the formation of chemicals of the new amino acid sequences that have been known and hidden from the public for years, of which I am now exposing, have to do with the survival of microscopic concepts of helminths and worms, which are in the Earth and in the process which are being transformed and mutated in the human body? Now, I'm proposing this sort of thing in terms, this is not an academic exercise we're having here. This has to do with the process of the formation of what's called the human clone. It was always said and was put forth, even Einstein mentioned it many times, but he had a piece of his religion that prevented him from writing the complete paper, which, by the way, it was the process that we are part of the universe. There you go, see. We are part of the universe. I want to thank the listeners for a wonderful 5 years in the Republic Broadcasting Network, and the producer, absolutely. 9/11 survivors, I hope you get your invitations to go to 9/11. God bless our troops. And listeners, we're going to do something. Thank you for your help. God bless America. We'll see you next week.
The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, and the government is out to make you pay for it. Can your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich, but for you? Can you survive when the stock market tanks? History has proven that all this and more may be just around the corner. It's not too late for you to prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead. Protect your money now or forever. Kiss it goodbye. Call Republic Trading Group today and take advantage of our special offerings. We offer over a half century experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge and are prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balance and portfolio protection. As the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this great nation, Republic Trading Group can offer you privacy, safety, and security. We invite you to visit RepublicTradingGroupInternational.com for further information regarding the protection of your wealth, or call Republic Trading Group at 800-691-7898 for a private consultation. That's 800-691-7898.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Thank you. good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Officer Jack McLam Show on Republic Broadcasting. It's good to be with you. This is Greg Evenson, today filling in for my dear friend Jack, and we welcome you to the program this afternoon. Jack has some much earned and much needed time off today, and so I'm going to be with you. I hope you'll forgive me in advance for not being the sweet gentleman that Jack is. He's very convincing in his feelings about things, but I'll tell you what, I'm just not quite as sweet as Jack McLam. I am going to raise the roof today and mess around with your minds a little bit on this Sunday afternoon. It just seems to me, folks, that we just aren't getting it. There's far too many of us today that aren't getting the big picture. And because of that, we are seeing the culmination of agendas that are being met, that are coming to fruition, much against our better values and our common sense. Now, I believe that Jack would say today that he's going to be in agreement with what I say, but I have to tell you, I'm the kind of guy that doesn't mince any words. I don't cut anybody any slack with this because way past time for that. See, we've got an increasingly small window of opportunity to make any change at all. And I have to tell you that as I sit here today on this show guesting for Jack, that there's no way, in my view, that this nation can any longer be rescued. It is past midnight. There is no course of action left to us at the present time except that we all agree and unite, that is, constitutionalists, patriots, Christians, true Christians now, and I'm going to talk to you about some false Christians here in a little bit. But I'm talking about people that are willing to get together, whatever it takes, change this government. Not the kind of change that the dictator Muslim in chief wanted and got, but change that allows us some destiny. Because if we don't, our personal choice and our destiny, our freedom, our liberty is gone. It is gone, folks. The republic is dead. The nation has failed. We've let down generations of veterans who fought for our freedom and for our sovereignty and independence. We've let them down. Our generation has let down, completely slapped the face of the veterans who said, I will go to my death for this country. For what? What we have today? Communism? Socialism? Homosexuality run amok? Abortion is okay any place, anytime, anywhere? This is the kind of nation that those people died for? I don't think so. It's not the kind of nation I put my life on the line for. And many of you listening today did as well. Far, far different country. And as I'm going to bring up here in just a moment, we're going to have our opening break, and then I'm going to get into this. And by the way, for you folks that are loyal Jack McLam listeners, we will have open lines on the second hour. We're not going to change that tradition. But we are going to go ahead and get some news out there for you today and something to chew on in case you needed anything else. But I want you to stay with us today. We're going to have a good program. I just trust that the folks that listen to this program are the kind of people that will make a difference. I know you do. I know you call in. I listen to Jack's program frequently. I did just before I did my show that I ended in June, Voices from the Heartland. I would listen. And there were some wonderful call-in people. I mean, you guys, you knew what you were doing. So let's keep that up to date. And let's honor and respect this week in Jack's absence. And control, how we doing? My time isn't real good. We about ready for a break? What's that? Okay, very good. Thank you so much. Folks, I've been away just long enough that I'm not queued up here real good, so I apologize for that. Look, I've been saying, and WorldNet Daily has been printing what I've been saying, and I've been saying what they've been printing. So we're kind of on the same page in that regard. And just at the end of the week, These two came through to me, and you may be aware of them, but if not, I want to underscore them for you now, because there's three areas I'm going to cover today, and this first one, to me, is probably one of the most important areas. Some people are going to be a little offended. Some people are going to think I'm not politically correct enough. Well, you don't know me. I'm not politically correct at all. I hate political correctness. So I'll go out of my way to make somebody mad, especially if it's over something they should know about and they don't. So and don't hold this against Jack. This is guest host today, Greg Evenson, so don't get crazy. But I will tell you this. There is an under-publicized threat deep in the White House, and it's not Obama. Oh, he's there too, but this comes from a former FBI special agent in Washington who says that the infiltration of the federal government by members of the radical Muslim Brotherhood is worse than some have warned about, even though they've been screaming it from the rooftops. Nobody's been listening, especially big media, but then what else is new? The only time you hear stuff like this is from guys like me and WorldNet Daily and some others that are here at RBN and other places. But I will tell you that the agent confirmed that at least three operatives of the Egypt-based Brotherhood, whose credo, now get this, this is their motto, jihad is our way and death in the cause of Allah is our dream, close quote. And they have penetrated the Obama administration, according to this former FBI special agent. Now, I don't know at what level. I suspect it's a couple of those morons they put in at the Homeland Security, but it could be others. I don't have their names, unfortunately. I wish I did, because I'd give them immediately. Maybe you know. Maybe you can call in second hour and let me know. But I know that this is happening. I know this from other law enforcement sources that are friends of mine, saying you cannot believe how the Muslim threat is increasing exponentially on a monthly basis, even probably more often than that, in this nation. What is it going to take? My good friend Matt says that when society reaches 20% saturation, as it did in Europe, in Germany, and France, and Spain, and some of these other countries that are experiencing these riots, England, that when they reach 20% saturation of the Muslim religion, then it's too late. It's over. Well, I don't know what to say about that. I guess I have to believe the stat. But nonetheless, let me ask you this question. Are these countries that are dealing with this Muslim threat, or even the Muslim countries themselves that are now in the midst of overthrow and rebellion, is that the kind of place you'd like to live in? I mean, these are the people, through their own so-called holy book, the Quran, and you understand that Islam is an economic and political organization. It's just masquerading as a church. Allah, a made-up god. Muhammad picked, out of 360, 10 little gods way back in 600 A.D., he picked Allah, the god of war, to be his almighty god. It's ridiculous. I mean, I would have better luck if I believed that Mickey Mouse and the Mickey Mouse Club was a religion I could believe in, and I would do better off. I would be better off if I believed in that, as opposed to Islam. And Islam is a continuing, dire threat to the stability of this country. It's Sharia law. The Muslim idea of law is being touted and pushed and promoted, and in some cases, rare yet, but some cases, being actually considered in our own United States courts. When the idea of Muslim justice comes into play, they're now actually tipping over to allow some of the tenets of the Muslim faith, Islam, to come into our courtrooms. See, where does this stop? If you have a contagion, whatever that is, don't you do everything you possibly can to eradicate it before it pollutes or kills an entire population? Well, to me, that's exactly what this is. It's a dire threat to this country. It's as big a threat as the communist debacle in Washington under dictator Obama. So if you put all of these things together, what kind of agenda are we reaching out for? What are we seeing here? Well, it gets worse, especially with this Muslim threat. Now, and you know, and I might as well address this right now. There's some of you out there who are quick to jump on the Zionist bandwagon. Now, Zionism on its own is not a good thing. I don't support it, and I don't believe that it has a good end result. Now, understand this. There are things that the state of Israel is doing, that I do not agree with, and I think are detrimental to issues in the Mideast and other issues as well. But I'm not talking about that. That's covered pretty well at RBN, and that's covered well in other places. What I'm talking about today is the flip side of the coin, which is the Muslim threat. A lot of people say, well, they're blaming the Muslims and ignoring the Zionists. No, that's not the case. There is blame to go around. However, this is horrendous. I don't see at this point too many Israelis going out in the street and cutting off the heads of Americans because they're Christians. But I do see that with the Muslim faith. Now, I'm going to light a fire under some of you. I know we're going to get calls next hour about this. That's all right. We'll talk about it peacefully, and we'll have our chat. But you better understand that there is no coexistence with the Quran, with Islam. There is no coexistence if you are a Christian. If you're a Jew, and you're some others, too, that we never mentioned, but if you're a Christian, there is no coexistence. Don't get along with them. They will come after you. They will threaten you. They will tell you to convert, or they're going to kill you. Now, I'll go to war against those people. I'll go to war in a heartbeat. I'm real close to going to war with those morons in Washington who are about to take our country over in the name of communism and socialism and Jeremiah Wright, a snake in the grass, and these others that come out being for America. They're not for America. They're for themselves, number one, the big banks, number two, and number three, they're out to destroy constitutional believing Christian patriots. Now, I have some very, very close friends. I won't mention their names in the air simply because I want to protect them from any backlash. But they're very close to me. I love them. And they are telling me that they believe with all of their heart that the United States of America is lost. And there's no sense in even trying to defend it anymore. That it's a matter of getting yourself right with God Almighty, Yahweh God, and his son, Jesus Christ, a real, legitimate, absolute faith to believe in. They say, if you don't have that, you don't have anything. They're right. They're absolutely right. And so it is up to you to get yourself squared up with God. Get on your knees, beg forgiveness, and get straight with God. But they say there's nothing really beyond that. We're going to break into little enclaves. We're going to protect each other, those of us out here that are trying to build communities where people can be safe and worship and survive whatever might be coming. That's kind of an apocalyptic view. I'm sorry. That's about the only view that's left to me this Sunday afternoon when I look ahead and look to see what's going down the road. I'm a great Green Bay Packer fan, and I'm looking forward to the opening game next Thursday. Yes, I like sports, and yes, I like cookouts. And I like to go in the boat, and I like to do a lot of things, but I'm more concerned about where we're going in this nation today than I am anything else, and I will forego all of those things to get the word out to you, my written word at News with Views, and radio guest shots. I'll do it all the time. Now, look, when we come back, we're just getting going. Don't go away. Don't get mad. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Sunday afternoon, Officer Jack McLam's show. I'm Greg Evenson, sitting in for him today. Jack is off for the weekend. I don't know if he might be with family or just kicking back for a weekend, but it's a privilege for me to be with you, and thanks for being patient with me today. Jack has this very fine, gentlemanly disposition, and I don't. So, Jack, please forgive me, but we're going to do our best today on this show. Folks, look, I'm not just here to purposely irritate you. I'm wanting to jog you a little bit. Some of you, many of you are right on key with this, and you're listening, and you're going, yeah, I agree. Or a few of you might say, no, he's nuts, I don't agree. But we're trying to do this to get the word out. This cannot be said often enough. What we're facing here is so severe with, number one, this number one threat of the Muslim threat, the threat of Islam. Islam is a threat to the security of this nation. It is a threat to the people and the culture of this nation. It is an absolute threat to the legislative, economic, and judicial serenity, if you will, or peace in the courtroom. The courtrooms are becoming more and more corrupt, but they're being corrupted by ideas of Sharia law, and they're being corrupted by people that have no business even trying to get through to a jury or much less a judge, but they're doing it. They're activists, and they're making headway. This has to be stopped. Look, a recent poll, and I'm back with WorldNet Daily. As I said, I've been broadcasting sometimes before, sometimes after what they say, and I'm writing sometimes what they say, but most of this comes, we're both trying to get to the same ground. And it says that the most dangerous Muslims in America may be black converts to Islam, according to a shocking new poll by the Pew Research Center, Pew, P-E-W. African-American Muslims tend to hold the most violent views among U.S. Muslims surveyed by Pew in a poll released this week. Fully 28%, not quite a third, of U.S.-born black Muslim respondents said suicide bombings, this quote, suicide bombings and other violence against civilians can be justified. What do you mean can be justified? I mean, I don't understand. You know, they're reporting what's been said here, but you get mainstream media trying to rationalize and justify and clarify for all of us sitting out here that, well, it's just understandable at times that these rather severe actions happen from time to time, because after all, there are reasons that we can understand that a Muslim would strap on a dynamite belt, walk into a mall, and ignite himself in front of 500 people, killing a good number of them. Well, that's always justified. You won't even find those kind of tactics 99.9% of the time, even in a severe military action where self-sacrifice is called for and is truly understood and should be given the highest honors for those that had to do that to save perhaps a battalion or at least a company of people. You know, there are, once in a great, great time, there are rare exceptions. But this is it's okay. We can understand that. It's all right to do that. What kind of people are these? Many of them have the mentality that's worse than an animal. Animals don't do that kind of stuff. And yet, we have to face this. This is reality in America. Well, it's just one more dark reality in America. Interesting book just coming out called The Brotherhood of Darkness. It's written by Dr. Stanley Monteith, and he says in there in his little brief, this is a wonderful book, if the establishment news media gives you feelings like you've only heard part of the story, if you've ever wondered why groups like the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, Bilderbergs, why those groups and their members are obviously powerful with connections to wealth and political influence, and they are never subject to the evening news, not even a brief, fleeting moment of the Bilderbergers met in Switzerland today, not even that, then you need to read. If you don't get it, then you need to read Brotherhood of Darkness. I'm telling you, it will open your eyes to what is going on, and it's going on big time. I think we've covered it sufficiently today about the Muslim threat. There are other threats out there, as I said. There are many of them. But this one will take the country down if it is not addressed, if we do not take aggressive action to limit. You can't do certain things in the Christian churches, but then that's because they're 501c3. They've sold out to the Internal Revenue Service, and so they can't do anything. But these guys can get away with just about anything. I'm going to read you a story here in a moment, parts of it, about a pastor in Wichita, Kansas, my old state, where I was a state trooper. You know, Jack says, this old cop really loves you. Well, let me tell you, he means it. But this old state state trooper, well, he loves most of you. All right? A little difference. This pastor in Wichita, Kansas. He went out in the street. He was handing out Bibles. He got in trouble. Can you imagine that? Well, he did. I'm going to read you the story. You're not going to believe it. Pastor Pollock. We'll be back in a moment. This is the Officer Jack McClam Show. Greg Evenson sitting in for him. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Earthquakes, violent weather, unemployment, the economy. What are you thinking? If you're thinking preparedness, be at the next Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, at the Downtown Expo Center. Learn how to grow your garden, drive down energy costs, survive inflation, prepare your home, and much more. Meet KWTO's instructors, Vincent Finelli and Mark Wright. Tickets only $9 at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. Earthquakes, violent weather, unemployment, the economy. Attend John Stadmiller's What's in Store for You and John Moore's Abrupt Climate Change and 35 other seminars at the next Get Prepared Expo. September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, Downtown Expo Center. Talk with pros on surviving, preparing, defending, and thriving. Grammy winner Steve Voss will perform live. Tickets just $9 at GetPreparedExpo.com. RBN annual subscribers attend one day free. GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
And welcome back again. This is the Officer Jack McLam Show. I am Greg Evenson, guesting for him today. We wish Jack well on this Labor Day weekend, and look forward to having you back next week, Jack. The pastor of a Wichita, Kansas church who has spoken on public streets against homosexuality, the influence of abortion interests in his state, and other biblical issues says that he has been convicted on charges related to his decision to hand out Bibles at a Muslim mosque in a courtroom staffed and filled with Christians. The counts against Pastor Mark Hollick of Spirit One Christian Center, known as the Church Without Walls, technically were two counts of loitering and one count of disrupting a business. Didn't I say that Islam is a business? Yeah, okay, that's kind of confirmation of that. Well, it goes on to say here that he was convicted by a six-member jury in Wichita District Court and was sentenced to a $300 fine, a year of probation, and ordered not to be within 1,000 feet of the Islamic Center, where last fall he handed out pamphlets containing portions of the Bible. Now, what's going on here? And when he had his moment before the court, this is what the pastor said. I give him a lot of credit for this. It took courage, but I'm glad he said it. He said to the court and the judge, "Wichita, you are confused. I am not your enemy. Islam is. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Islamists believe that it is okay to lie if it is to help in the cause of Allah." Check it out. It's in the Quran. How sad, how incredibly sad, he went on to say. The arresting officer said he's a Christian. The court judge says he is a Christian. The prosecutor says he's a Christian. The city attorney says he's a Christian. Four of the six jurors say they are Christians. And I have been convicted for handing out free Bibles. Judgment must and will begin in the house of the Lord. Well, I give that man credit. I say kudos to him. Thank you for being brave and strong for Christianity in the face of militant Islam. Get the picture? I hope so. We're moving on. Subject number two. Last week, perhaps maybe even the weekend before that, children were herded like cattle into a Maryland courthouse for forced vaccinations as armed police and attack dogs stood guard. Now, you may have heard about this story. It's a little bit dated. It's over a week old. But I'm telling you that this is symptomatic of police state America, no doubt about it. Following the state of Maryland's threats against parents who refused to have their children vaccinated, children were herded into a Price County courthouse being guarded by armed personnel with attack dogs. Inside, the children were forcibly vaccinated. Forcibly vaccinated. Do you understand that? They were held down and a needle stuck in their arm. Oh, it can't possibly happen in America. Greg, you're over the edge. You're one of those alarmists. You're just trying to scare everybody. No, I'm reading here now from the report. They were forcefully vaccinated. Many, many against their will. Most against their will. Under orders from the state attorney general. Get this now. And the local school board director. Okay, not going to happen here. Gestapo tactics, not going to happen in America. Well, let me tell you, they are happening in America. They're happening every day. And yet, we're sitting here saying, now we don't have anything to worry about except, you know, we're being taxed too much. Now, look, you guys aren't that simplistic. You've got this whole picture. And I'm just underscoring today some of the things you already know. But there may be a few listeners out here, because Jack's got great listeners, got a lot of them, that don't know this. It's time you know it. When they come down the road with the State Department of Agriculture to your farm, and they say, you will do this, or you will no longer farm. We will shut you down. Or we will raid you with a SWAT team. Can you imagine this? A dairy farm somewhere in the Midwest being raided by the FDA or the Department of Agriculture, organization is running the show that day. They come on your property with a SWAT team armed with automatic weapons because you're selling, get this now, whole milk. Unpasteurized milk. You're selling it. Or you're making it available. What do you mean? Yeah, you mean I can't do that? A farmer can't do that? Of course you can't. A lot of things farmers can't do anymore. And when I tell you what's happening on the farm in just a moment, you're not going to believe that either. But it's happening right now as we speak. That great state of Kansas that I'm from, most of the corn crop out there is now silage. They never got ears. They got ears that were so immature they wouldn't bring anything. Because of drought, because of too much rain, late planting, whatever it might be. That's the truth in Illinois as well. So you've got millions of acres, millions and millions upon millions of bushels of corn not going to be there this year. You go back to this issue of the armed poultry police. I used to kid about that. Well, I'm not kidding about this. They're sending SWAT teams to farms. If you don't do everything that you're directed to do by the communist government in Washington, you're going to pay. Farmers, ranchers, dairymen. What are you going to do, folks? What are you going to do when you can't go to the store anymore and get anything under less than about $5 per item? And that day is coming. Say, well, Greg, I believe when I see it. Well, then you just go ahead and have that attitude, and you won't eat. I will. You won't. So would you please just one more time decide what you're going to do when it comes to the elections this time around? Yeah, I know. A lot of you think it's an exercise of futility, and a lot of you are correct. And there's no point in it because now that they've got the automated machines, they can twist those around and the results don't come out the way they should. And yes, it's probably all true. But what are we going to do? It's the only system we have, broken down as it is. But you look at the presidential hopefuls, none announced yet in the Democratic Party because I think they're all afraid they won't live long enough to run if they run against Obama. So in the Democratic Party, but the Republicans. So who do you like the least? Well, that's probably who you're going to have. You're going to have Mitt Romney. You're going to have Rick Perry. And they'll make Ron Paul look good and Michelle Bachmann because they're going to be the runners-up. I hope they're not. I hope Ron Paul comes in first. But you understand the day and age in which we live. The only two viable candidates right now in the Republican Party are the two establishment candidates for the Republican establishment, the only two that pass muster with the world elite, with the Bilderbergs and the Council on Foreign Relations arrest. The only two that pass muster right at this moment are the twist you in the wind, Rick Perry from Texas, who's really reaching out to all the Christians because he had a moment of prayer or whatever it was here at a gathering not very long ago, and that qualifies him then to be the Christian candidate. Look, you better look into his background. You better see what he's done, what he's been doing, what he hasn't done, what he should have done. I don't want him for president. Mitt Romney, he's nothing but a closet socialist. I don't know what other closet things he might be, but he was governor of Massachusetts, and they pulled a lot of crap out there. I don't want Mitt Romney. That's like having John McCain and Barack Obama as my two candidates. We're right back to square one, ground zero. We've got no choices except the worst. So you're going to have to organize. The Tea Party, love them. They're doing a good job. They're trying, and they're being vilified. They hate them because they're doing the job, and they're scared to death. The establishment is just petrified that the Tea Party momentum and the Tea Party philosophy is going to catch on, and it is catching on, and I hope it's caught on with you. And sure, there's a couple of minor points that I could disagree with, but you know what? I'm not going to find anybody perfect. That's why I'm a Ron Paul supporter. I was kind of getting down on Ron a little bit, and I thought, you know what? Got to stop that. We got to agree on somebody, and the only one I can even come close to at this moment, it's just my opinion, is Ron Paul. That's it for me. That is the one guy. That's all. That's it. Now, that's not necessarily Jack's opinion, but it's my opinion. And I'll tell you this. We've got to get together and get somebody elected, because if we don't, then whatever remnants of this republic, as I mentioned earlier, are gone. They're gone anyway. But we can keep playing at this game for a while, and maybe it'll keep the doors open on the country, but I don't know. We've got to do something way above and beyond anything we've done before to get these people in office. Now, I'm going to drop back here for a second. I told you about this issue in Maryland. The Socialist Republic of Maryland and their morons that run that outfit out there. I wouldn't live in Maryland, if it was the last place in the world. You hear that, people in Maryland? I'm sorry. I don't know you. It's nothing personal, but I don't like your state at all. You could probably say the same thing about my state in Michigan. And we probably say that in a lot of states, but you know what? That's the way it is. That's how it is today. You got to stand up against Gestapo tactics like that, and that's exactly what they are. The SS had nothing on these cops in Maryland. And I was a cop. I was a state trooper. I wouldn't have done that. I'd have called in sick before I had to go do something like that. Now, let's shift gears one more time. We're getting a little bit closer to break time here at the top of the hour, and we want to bring your calls in if you're interested. I hope you will be. I hope you call in and either agree or disagree, but let's do it. Let's have a good hour next hour as well on Jack's show. Call in at 2 o'clock. Or I'm sorry, be 1 o'clock Central Time. 1 o'clock Central Time and whatever time zone you're in, top of the hour. Look, I just got off the phone with a farmer in Illinois that I know well. I've known him for 50 years. I grew up with him. He worked for my granddad, who had a big farm right in the center of Illinois between Decatur and Champaign and south of Bloomington, Illinois, down in Piatt County. Next to Macon County and Champaign County, right in that area. Beautiful, best farmland on planet Earth. They're telling me down there that the crops are in woeful shape. The corn especially. Corn has taken a big hit this year. Now, I talked to some people at one of the local co-ops, down in that area, and they said they're expecting up to 30%. That could be the top end, but that's approaching one-third less corn. Now, let me put it to you in raw bushels for those of you that like statistics. Most years, the last 5, 6, 8 years in Illinois, this area I'm talking about, has been harvesting anywhere from 200 to 215 bushels per acre of corn. Half century ago, you were lucky to get 100 bushels to the acre. It's doubled. Part of that is GMO seeds. Part of that is other issues. But nonetheless, that's what the yield has been. Now, they're looking at about 150 bushels an acre right, coming up this year. So you're talking about a drastic, and that is pushing 30% less corn this year in that area, just in that area, than last year. Now, you've got all this bogus scam crap ethanol that they're chewing up millions of bushels of corn to put in your gas tank. Doesn't do a thing for you. All it did was make some farmers and not many farmers, but the ethanol people really wealthy. All right, well, that figures. It's all about the money, power and money. And so what you have, though, is a steep decline in the amount of corn that's going to be available for livestock feed and for human consumption. Now, you got Texas that's burned to the ground from heat and fires. You've had very little production out of Texas at all this year. My daughter lives down near Houston, and she tells me that it is so beastly hot and dry that it's you can't hardly conceive of it, especially if you're from an area like I am. And so we've got nothing. The floods, the tornadoes didn't do that much to farmland, but all the destruction in the South and the Midwest, it has been just indescribable. And so food prices are going to scream to the ceiling. And if you don't believe that, well, go into the store. Maybe you haven't been to the store recently. But the specials you see on vegetables, you don't see them much anymore. Everything is going up, up, up. Part of that is also the steep decline, the going into the ditch, going into the dumpster, dropping into the septic tank of the dollar. It's an inverse relationship. It's not really that prices are climbing. It's that the dollar is declining in value. We all know that. But that's where it has some of its most apparent gain. The other is at the gas pump. You say, well, crude has gone down, and relatively speaking, and it has. Why haven't prices gone down? Because the dollar is worth less. You got to have more dollars to buy the same amount of gas that you did just a few weeks ago. You add to that all the stock market woes. We are in a catastrophe. A cataclysm is about to rear its ugly head. And unless we take charge of this country, ladies and gentlemen, and I mean take charge, no lip service, no more, well, we need to do this, or I'm going to run against Councilman so-and-so in town. That's important to do. And I'm going to run for the school board because I believe in the basics and I believe in the right things. And I don't believe in all these gimmicks that the state of Michigan and all these other state boards of education come up with. My state's one of the worst. It's just, it's laughable if it wasn't so tragic what they're having schools do. And the schools are being ordered to do this stuff by the state. The state has stepped in very heavily handed in Michigan in the last couple of years. And they're doing that in other places. Some of it, frankly, has been because it was needed and because the school districts weren't doing what they were supposed to do. And they weren't educating. But now it's a matter of it's all right, state's got the better ideas, do it this way. Doesn't matter what your people want, doesn't matter what your local folks want, doesn't matter what your kids need. We're going to tell you what to do. The same thing is happening all across the fruited plain here, as Rush Limbaugh says. And you know what? We're suffering. This nation is on its knees, and I wish it were on its knees to God. But it's on its knees because it's been beat up so badly by government and by the courts and by big business and by Monsanto and by all of the companies and big pharma that are telling you and me what we're going to do in no uncertain terms. They're even getting to the point where I'm not going to be able to decide what kind of natural medicines I want to use or even get. What? The living? What is going on here? I cannot put it to you any more plainly. We are losing the war. We're losing the nation. We're losing our kids. We're losing our institutions. We're losing our freedom. We're losing our freedom of choice. And it's because it's been too easy to look the other way. Oh, let's let the Democrats have it for a while. They can't do any worse than Republicans. Well, that may be true in some ways, but you tell me what the Democrats have done this time around. I'm appalled. I'm embarrassed to even speak to my friends overseas about the Democratic Party. I just say, well, they're just like Europeans. They're just socialists. Yep, that's what they are. And it's ruining our country. Jack McClam's show. Greg Evenson, your host. We'll be back in a moment.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
I'm glad you stayed with us, everybody. This is Greg Evenson. I'm sitting in today for my dear friend, Jack McClam. It's good to have you on his show. Jack should be returning to us next week, and we'll all look forward to that. And, Jack, thanks so much for inviting me to be on today. Hope I don't do too much damage to your show or your reputation. But we're glad to be with you today, folks, sharing on some of the most critical issues, I think, that are facing us right now. We're mentioning about this food thing. It's going downhill. The freeze-dried folks, the dehydrated food folks just took another major hit in supplies. I'm not saying they don't have anything. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying they've taken some more hits. So make sure that if you've got orders that you were contemplating getting, and it's the best stuff I think that's out there, to get long-term, then please do that and do it quickly. I can't stress that enough. Look, 3 years ago, and then I'm going to take my first caller, and that will be Kevin, but we'll get to you in just a second, Kevin. Look, 3 years ago, I began to have quite a few folks calling and saying, Greg, could you come out and train us and help us with your background and military and law enforcement? Would you do that, please? We want you. So I put together a program. We got basically a weekend that usually spans from Friday afternoon till late Sunday morning. And it's very intense. But we were getting so many requests, my wife finally said, look, you need to put this down so in case you die or, you know, you lose your mind and jump in the ocean or something, you know, would you please have this down so we can keep getting this out to folks? So she went to the hard work, and we put together what's called the Castle Defense Series. And I mention this because we're still getting calls. A lot of people want to have that. We're right now at 12 hours of instruction on DVD. We've got another final DVD that's coming out here shortly, and it is kind of the capstone. So there'll be roughly 14 hours of DVD material, training material, all about what to do, what not to do, why to do, why not to do, how to do, and how not to do, and so forth. It just really is a broad-based practicum. It's a course unto itself. And it's available to you at our website along with a manual. It's a downloadable manual, 394 pages of instruction. You just can't get anywhere else. When the lights go out and you can't watch your DVDs, you can read the manual. Anywhere, it's all there. It is there anyway. And we've reduced it in price from its original price by 50%. We got over those original production costs and everything. We're good to go. And we want you to know that it's there. Check our website at theheartlandusa.com. www.theheartlandusa.com. You can find it all there. We have lots of links, lots of other things. We wanted to make you aware of that today. Kevin, can I bring you in from West Australia? How are you doing, sir?
Yeah, you sure can. That's, I guess, good morning for you. No, it must be evening, is it?
No, it's actually
2 a.m. in the morning here, and I'm...
It's 1 o'clock in the afternoon
here.
Here
in the morning. Okay. Yeah, I'm hearing you loud and clear. I can't say that I disagree with much of what you've said there. While your farmers over there are sort of battling at the moment, where we are, picked the best year that they've ever had here and add 20% on it, and that's about what they're going to get this year. They're going to be swimming in grain. Corn is not a big thing here, but wheat, oats, barley, they are going to be rolling in it this year. The silos, they won't be able to truck it and train it out fast enough. That's how much they're going to get.
Oh, my. Kevin, would you hold on? We have a break coming. If you'll hold on, we'll bring you back as soon as we're done. Kevin from Australia will rejoin us after the break. Officer Jack McLam Show will return.